Good morning. Welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and well, I can't really predict the future. I don't have a crystal ball, but that is a tune that I can say you might hear Sunday at Opus 40 in Saugerties.
You might have a crystal ball.
Huh. There's a voice speaking behind me to you through a microphone.
Hi, Rick.
Mike and Ruthie are here in the studio from the Mammals. We just heard East Side, West Side from Nonet. Nonet is now available with a bonus EP or
That's
a bonus
it. Yeah, on
batch.
May 22nd, 2020, we released the Nonet album, and there was a special bonus disc included that was only available on CD. And we just, for the third anniversary of Nonet, May 22nd, this past year, we made the bonus tracks available on the streaming services and Bandcamp and what have you. So they're all free. As I told you earlier, if you want to release hidden tracks, what we found is it's best to release them on CD. So they're not hidden anymore. They're available for anyone for free who wants to hear them.
They're newly discovered or found?
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. Yeah.
Well, those who came to the gigs and bought the CD, they already had it. But
exactly.
The rest of y'all out there, good morning. Is it five songs, right?
Five songs.
It's five extra cool tracks for those who like the Mammals, and it's kind of a fun variety of stuff. There's there's that Etta James song that you've heard me sing a million times, probably Something's Got a Hold on Me, but with the full band. There's a wacky song I wrote called All the Things, about all the bad things I've ever done. What else is on
there's
there,
the Hangman's Reel, which is one of our favorite fiddle
Rowdy
tunes.
Fiddle
I know we've played
Love
it. We've played it here. We've played it at dances. Yeah. We play it in our set pretty frequently. And then there's a Dylan song, Let Me Die in My Footsteps, that goes way back to 1962. I think Happy Traum was one of the first people to ever sing that song. And then one of the first songs Ruthie ever wrote, which when we first met was something we were playing at shows, Four Blue Walls. We didn't, an updated version, but a full band version of that tune. Yeah.
So the Mammals live, Opus 40, this Sunday.
Yeah, it's a 5 p.m. show, sort of a evening, bring a picnic, bring
a
blanket.
Twilight.
That's that has a nice ring to it. And that's presented by WKZE.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to having the band. Is it the usual Mammals? Do you have anything special in store? Any new members?
I mean, these days, any show is special in my book.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, the band consists of the Morrison Brothers, two New York State musicians who grew up in, what is the town they grew up in?
I think Chatham.
It's not Chatham. I always forget. There's a whole gaggle of towns up
all right,
there.
Well,
it doesn't really matter.
Their family is listening and correcting me now. Somewhere north of this station.
Yeah, but they're brothers, Tim and Brandon Morrison. Your listeners probably know Brandon from his band, The Restless Age, and a billion other bands he's played with in the Hudson Valley.
I know him as from the Mammals.
Yeah, well, great. So the Morrison brothers and the incredible Will Bryant on keys. So we've got sort of like the A-list band that we're very proud to play with, and this is sort of a tour, dare I say. We are regionally playing Egremont Barn tonight, a small festival in Bellows Falls tomorrow, Saturday, and then back home Opus 40 Sunday, and then we shoot out to Michigan for a festival next weekend, and we play Ohio and Buffalo to and from that run. So
that's a lot of driving.
Well, we drive for a living and we play for free, as we'd like to say. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll come to your house too if we got gas,
dude.
And you got food.
Yeah, anyone, as the song says, you're all welcome at our house anytime, especially if you got to get out of the city. I should say, come make a pallet on our floor.
So not that long ago, I saw Mike and Ruthie with Jay and Molly and the incredible Willie.
The incredible Willie.
On the bass.
Yeah.
Now, Will, I've known since he was this big, and I'm holding about a 12-inch bass in my hand. And, I mean that. He came to the station. He was probably 2-3 days old.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Right? Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, something like that.
That sounds
brand
right.
new. And Will Bayless was like, you named her after me.
Oh, yeah. That scans. Willie, we just did a tour of England and Scotland in April.
Yeah.
And Will, our son, he likes to be called Will now.
Okay.
He played bass on the whole run. 13 shows, 15 days. that felt like a nice, not rite of passage, but like a entering into a new phase of being an actual family band.
On stage in where?
England and Scotland. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a blast.
International touring.
Willie
and
was
for anyone who locally wants to see Will play bass, you know, as of this week, he just started rehearsing for the upcoming Radiohead show with the Rock Academy.
Yes. So.
That's what's current.
Willie on bass playing the bends. Can't beat it.
You can't beat it.
Paranoid Android.
So it was great to see Willie playing tonight at Phoenicia Elementary. Is another end of the year celebration, so I'll be there dancing with the little one.
Awesome.
But it was such a pleasure to see the four of you doing a square dance, and Will doing a fun square dance, which was chaotic, and you guys just persevered.
Sometimes that's what the order of the day is.
Yeah. And well, I guess that's something you're kind of used to, a little chaos, a little playing, and then a little more chaos.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, the Summer Hoot
has
been announced and is happening August 25th through the 27th at the Ashokan Center in Olive Bridge, New York. This is a yearly festival in winter and summer that you guys curated since the beginning. And, well, you got a great lineup. And right now, you're holding some instruments. So we'll talk about the hoot in a little bit. But you want to play something?
Sure. Yeah.
This is definitely something we'll play Sunday at Opus 40, I think. This is that Dylan song we were talking about.
Cool.
Awesome.
Mike and Ruthie of the Mammals, KZE.
Thank you. meets the sun. Where the canyons and the craters, where the waterfalls run. Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, Idaho. Let every state in this union down deep in your soul.
KZE live in the studio with two fifths, maybe one fourth of the mammals.
Hi.
That was awesome.
Thanks.
Great. Isn't that a great song?
Of that tune and yeah. A great song.
Yeah.
Period.
Thank you, Bob Dylan.
Yeah. So what else you got in store? Sunday, 5 o'clock, Opus 40, an amazing sculpture park, Harvey Fights.
Yeah.
Opus, really. Yeah, a work of art.
We were so psyched to play there last year. I remember it was a beautiful time. Happened to be a particularly sunny day, and the crowd was all sitting in the shade of the trees. And as the shade moved, the crowd would sort of inch closer and closer. So it was kind of like a sundial made of people. And it was pretty awesome. I know they had like a food truck situation. They even had a cocktail truck.
They had it pretty dialed in. One thing they didn't have, and this will be a new and improved this year, we had to bring our own PA last year. Mm. And I heard it wasn't quite up to the task of being loud enough to cover.
You were pushing it.
How big the field was. And as, like Ruthie said, people were sort of like pushed back to get into the shade and out of the sun. This year they have a PA.
Right.
So I think, yes. I think
infrastructure,
yes.
Production values,
yes.
Improving
subwoofers,
every year.
Everything.
All the bells and whistles.
It's going to sound awesome and a little louder than the amazing vintage 1980s PA that lives in our van.
Well, last year I had the extreme pleasure of introducing the band and hanging out for the show. And it was kind of funny from your and then it was my for a moment vantage point. Everybody was split. It was like all to the left or all to the right. Nobody right down the middle. It was kind of like, you know, you can get together a little.
You know, there was, I think there was one very brave person sitting right in the sun. I think it was our friend photographer Jack Barron, and he got some gorgeous photos that day. And he was like, man, I am here to get a tan and take some pictures right from the front and center. So
it looks like,
you know,
really nice weather coming in.
Oh, good.
This weekend.
I'm knocking on fiddle.
Yeah, knock on fiddle.
Because it always keeps changing.
Be a little cooler than it was last year.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, a little more chill.
It's going to be actually, according to the updated weather forecast, not to jinx anything.
No, maybe we shouldn't talk about it.
No, we should, because then it'll be like double reverse psychology
there
for the clouds.
Go. Get ahead of it.
Yeah. So Sunday, we're going to look at a slight chance of showers after 3. We're talking an 80% chance of nothing.
Great.
And partly sunny, of course, partly sunny. That means some cloud covering and you'll be able to sit in the middle.
How perfect.
Yeah. Now, the rain, which is in the forecast, isn't supposed to happen till after midnight.
Fantastic.
So excellent. No worries. All little right. Clouds.
Yeah. And they'll sprinkle on your gardens and your flower beds.
Exactly. We
just
need
when
it.
They need it.
Yeah. But not during the set from 5 to 7-ish at Opus 40. It has to be over around that time because there is no lights and everybody's got to get back to their cars and their houses safely. So that's why it's starting at 5 o'clock. And on a Sunday, there's no better time
than
5 o'clock.
That's it's a great time. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's right there kind of between Saugerties and Woodstock, located in the forest. And
Saugerstock.
It's Saugerstock, as they saw.
If you've never been to Opus 40,
it's worth
just seeing the site. It's an impressive thing just to sit and behold.
Just to walk around, see the sculptures, visit the quarries, and check out the ponds and the water features and all the stuff. Yeah. And the music floats all around. So don't think like you're going to miss anything because you'll get to get it all.
That's it.
And there are certain parts in the quarry where you can be hundreds of feet away from somebody and whisper something and they'll hear it.
Oh, I gotta check that out.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing. But that's part of the fun.
Science.
So you'll be able to do that when the band is not playing. So we encourage you to get there early, hang out, walk around, check out the sculptures, and then wait for the sounds of the mammals. And it's just an evening with the mammals. Mm-hmm. So you get to see them, all the notes played by your favorite band. So we're really looking forward to the event. And, well, Knock 'Em Dead tonight at the Egremont Barn. What's in store?
Oh, thanks,
Two sets in the barn. We've been playing there every year. It's become sort of our favorite Berkshire spot. We used to play the Dreamaway Lodge. Mm. We did play there in April. They just reopened under new management. So we still love the Dreamaway. We love the Berkshires in general. That's where my brother lives. That's where, in many ways, that's where the mammals got our start. But Egremont sort of filled in for us when the Dreamaway was closed, and they've become sort of a new home away from home. So we love the Egremont Barn. It's intimate. The sound is great. They
great
take
food.
Great care of the band. Great
food.
They
got goats.
They got goats. They got chickens. They got a little homestead farm going. They're just really, really nice people.
Yeah, so, great cafe.
Yeah, we love the Egremont Barn. And then again, shooting up to Bellows Falls Saturday for a first year festival called the Bellows Falls Festival, where we will be closing that day. And then we'll probably come home Saturday night, wake up ready to hit Opus 40
on Sunday.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
and if anybody has any requests for any of those shows, you can find our social media and DM us for songs you want to hear.
Yeah.
Do you get my requests?
Do you send them?
Pearls. You see it all the time.
I don't see it. Must be sending it to an old email address.
I remember you requesting that in the past, actually.
We should
love
do
that
it
old
just
song.
On the radio next time we come visit
next
you.
Next time.
Yeah,
we'll if we come in to talk about the Summer Hoot in August, we'll just have to work up Pearls again.
Pearls?
You.
You know the problem with Pearls?
What? It's got a lot
Pearls.
Of words.
It's long. And it is a great recording. I will say that. I remember we tapped our buddy Ken Murray to sort of produce that
got
track.
Got a lot of Ken on it.
And but it's harder to get across live. It's sort of like, I don't know, Sergeant Pepper. It's a studio project that never really lived terrestrially.
The acoustic version might not really
and I think Pearls has one of the best choruses I've ever written.
Let's sing it.
But the rest of the song is pretty lukewarm, in my opinion. Yeah.
Huh. I disagree.
Okay.
Thanks, Rick. Do you remember the chorus?
Of course.
Yeah.
Sing the chorus.
The part about John Doe. Come on.
Okay. Let's see.
Yeah.
Really?
All right. We're gonna get some live Pearls happening.
Even without a strap.
I played this song around 7-ish this morning.
You played it today?
Yeah. And said when they come in or go to the show, request songs, and if there's one person screaming out Pearls, you'll know that's me.
Okay, the chorus is feeling fine in my own world, pulling pearls out of my curls, searching for a better verse as the country goes from bad to worse. I was thinking on just what you said, chewing on a crust of bread. It's a quiet day with nature sounds. I ain't gonna mow the ground. Porch swing setting in the creaking. Pen is setting in the leaking. Took a while, but I found out what they meant by down and out. You work so hard and then it's gone. You fall so fast from prince to pawn, but we carry on.
Yeah.
Those are some good words, Mike.
It's a great chorus. And the verses, I don't know.
I disagree.
Okay.
I heard them today, and they make me
smile. Stand strong, Rick.
You know what? Folks out there, dial up Pearls. It's from the Mammals album, Rock That Babe, circa 2004 or so. And let us know what you think. Yeah.
And how can folks do that? How can they get in touch with
you,
Mike?
Well, we're on all the usual suspect social media places, Instagram, Facebook, but themammals.love is our website. If anyone still goes to good old school websites, themammals.love, and any email address you find there will go to me. If you write to us through Instagram or Facebook, that'll also go to me. So that's the best way.
Well, I still send out smoke signals, so maybe you can catch some of those floating down.
I will
from
receive
Tunisia.
Your smoke signals.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Especially around the time of the summer hoot.
Yep.
Not hoot. The bat signal. We send up smoke signals. The hoot is coming August 25th through the 27th at the Ashokan Center. Olive Bridge tickets at hoot.love. And it's a great lineup. Tell the folks.
Yeah, it's 21 bands on two stages over 3 days. It's sort of a regional favorites lineup, I would say. Olivia Kay and the Parkers blew us away last year, so we were excited to have her back for two nights this year. She's playing Friday and Saturday.
Are they the Parkers from the area? The Parker brothers?
No. Okay.
They're all Brooklyn.
Just making sure they're
from the city.
All New
people
York all the time.
Like me aren't expecting the Parker brothers
to be. Not the Parker brothers. My brother's band.
Who else is coming up from the city? Cole Quest and the City Pickers.
Yep, that
and
is
also the City Stompers, who have city in their name.
Yeah. Cole Quest is another Guthrie progeny. He plays dobro and sings his butt off. So Cole Quest is coming up playing some bluegrass. My brother's band, the Whiskey Treaty Roadshow, they've been sort of tearing it up in the Berkshires.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're on your radar, Rick, but my brother and four of his buddies sort of banded together. That's actually the name of their album, Band Together. And they've been doing this sort of collaborative supergroup of Berkshire songwriters.
I think they played at the Egremont.
Yeah, they're really, really, they got a good thing going. So it'll be great to have my brother back at the Hoot with his bigger band, Whiskey Treaty. Of course, Jay Unger and Molly Mason will be there. And
Simi Stone will be on stage as the Shaker.
Local favorite, Simi Stone.
Yeah, Billy Wilder, who has played many a Hoot, will be back this year. We didn't have him last year.
Billy Wilder, who is not a man, but a band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, Leonard Who?
Yeah. Exactly.
Also, Josh Hines and Spiro, awesome local musicians. The band What from New Paltz, get people on their feet. Really cool new duo that we discovered this year, Pulso de Barro, which are Mateo and Maria from. They live in Kingston. They have a radio show on Radio Kingston, and they teach Son Jarocho music to kids and adults all around the region, and they're really wonderful. So we're excited for their traditional Mexican folk music.
Speaking of traditional music, Furnace Mountain is one of the great old-time string bands from the Appalachian Virginia region. They're going to be coming up to play a set and to back up the City Stompers dance troupe. I'm really looking forward to that. But again, right here in Kingston, Laura Hope is going to make her Hoot debut. And Gregory Stovetop, the rock and roller, I think we mentioned earlier, making a debut. He's from Michigan, which is where we first heard of him, and one of our favorite Michigan musicians, songwriters, and festival presenters, Seth Bernard, will be coming back to the Hoot. He's played the Hoot in the past, I think, right? Seth's been doing it.
Yeah, and he's bringing his friend Jordan Hamilton, who plays cello, so that'll be really exciting musical duo.
And of course, Arm of the Sea Theater on Sunday, Love Waves Gong Bath on Saturday and Sunday, Nate the Great, the incredible performing juggler singer, and for the first time, Dr. Rob Williams, who is a breath work coach and ice bath facilitator.
What?
He will be at the Hoot. So we'll have ice
baths.
Better be a hot day. He's bringing tubs. He said, I need is a faucet and some ice. Can you provide that? And I said, I'll make it happen.
Cool. Sweet. Like troughs. He's going to have people sit in troughs with ice.
Yeah.
It's a chilling, amazing experience, and it wakens you up.
It does that.
Yes. Are you talking about an ice bath or the Hoot?
They go well together.
Ice baths at the Hoot.
Yes. Can you imagine?
Yeah. I can.
I'll think about it.
So that's, I mean, we may be left. There might even be more that we didn't
How about
even
a gong bath with being in an ice bath at the same time?
Whoa.
Somebody's done it.
No way. I just invented that. The Mammals. Tonight at the Egremont Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts. Tomorrow, Bellows Music Festival. And Sunday, they're going to be at Opus 40 in Saugerstock, in Saugerties. Don't miss out on any of these performances, and definitely go to Opus 40. It's an amazing place to hang out. Bring a blanket, bring some chairs, because you'd probably want to sit, and enjoy yourselves. And thanks a lot for being here. Mike and Ruthie of the Mammals, we love you. All the best.
Thank you, Rick.
We love you, Rick. Thank you.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Back to some commercials, then some music. Tom Waits on the way.
Hello, this is Bill at Kenco. Do you know